Mikey's Drive Time on Brentwood and Billericay, Phoenix FM with Kylie Minogue there, and Get Out of My Way. In the studio with me now, we've actually got three young ladies. I'm not used to having young women in the studio with me, so girls, so...
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, we're Delora. Hello.
This is Delora. They've got a brand new single coming out called Superglue on the 31st.
It's actually an EP.
Oh, is it? See, you don't hear that anymore, do you?
Yeah, you do.
Old so-and-so's like me remember EPs because they were you know, extended play records.
Yeah,
this is what we're doing, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be wicked. We've recorded it all. We've got it all ready. It's coming out on the 31st August, so it's going to be wicked.
But I see it now. I can't believe you look. The three of you look so young. How long have you been singing together?
We've been like playing in different bands for like 4 years. This we've been doing Delora for about 10 months.
Okay.
This
band. So yeah.
growing up.
We've known each other since school, really.
Yeah.
Like
that's what. So you knew each other and you thought, yeah. Oh no, we'll sing
knew
together.
Each other, we're like, do we want to know each other?
Did it start with a hairbrush in the bedroom on a Friday night?
Probably night? More like a shower.
In the shower?
Yeah.
Hairbrush in the shower?
If you like.
So what have you actually achieved? What have you done together?
We did a campaign with Fan Republic Island Records where we raised money for the EP. We offered like different things people bought and all that money went towards the EP, and then you get your like t-shirts and everything that you bought basically. That's how we like raise the money to do the EP, if that makes sense. I'm a bit tired.
We've done things like Isle of Wight Festival. That was amazing.
Now I've looked on your Facebook page and you have done some quite big festivals.
Yeah.
I've looked on there and I'm going, oh my god, look at that. There's a lot of people there on some of these.
Yeah, I know, it was mental. It's good. Got to see all our favourite bands.
The most recent one, Rhythms of the World, was awesome. It was a really good crowd.
That was a local one to us. Yeah, that was fun.
What's the biggest crowd you've been in front of?
A couple thousand.
Well, we did a breast cancer research, like Race for Life thing.
Yeah.
That was
a lot of women there.
We've done, in our lifespan that much, but I don't know, I'm not sure. We don't count them, we just kind of play.
You should find out. It's always nice to keep a count. Right, I've got to beat 3,000 next time.
Yeah, I wouldn't like to know that.
I think it has the Race for Life one was probably 4,000, I think, people.
Have you ever had any formal training for singing training or?
Yeah, I used to have singing lessons.
Okay,
that was like quite formal. I guess.
Okay. I think it's more like we just kind of were encouraged to do it ourselves. Like there was no one saying you should do this. Like we just all enjoyed music so much and loved writing songs and playing music that we were like why don't we just do this full time? Like, and it's just been working really well ever since we like took the plunge to do it.
Yeah, especially songwriting, you can't really train to do songwriting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's either there or it isn't.
Yeah, like personally, I've been songwriting since I was about 6 years old. So I've been doing it for like.
So do the three of you write the songs? Or?
Yes, we do write our songs, yeah.
It's a collective.
Yeah. Sometimes it takes ages, sometimes it takes half an hour.
Do you go away into your hiding places and then all collaborate together and go, right, well, I think we should do this
it's
and that?
It's different every time. Like, sometimes we'll just be sitting there and all of a sudden, like, got a whole chorus or, like, go away, come back, and we've got a couple chords. I don't know. It's really different. We can never say, like, one thing because it changes every single song. There's, like, a story behind the happenings for each one. It's interesting.
Now, everybody that I've spoken to that actually writes songs, they all write it a different way.
Mm.
Some use the lyrics first and then put the chords around the lyric. Other people do the chords first and then get a source the words to fit the chord. What way do you do it?
I think we do it by the feel of like the music that we're playing, or even if Lucy writes the lyrics.
Yeah.
So if the lyrics are really descriptive or anything, then me and Long will try and reflect that in the music, or say if we come up with an instrumental part that's like really atmospherical or quite like upbeat, then it will change.
Basically, inspire each other, and that's what comes out.
It's really cool.
It's weird.
Just see what happens.
We go a bit like airy fairy and just imagine things. But
yeah, that sounds like jokes, but not really.
I used to rub shoulders with a lot of comedians, and I said, "Well, how do you write these jokes?" I said, "Well, we get loads of beer in, and we just record what happens during the night and see."
That doesn't work with us because when we drink, we can't really talk. Well, I can't talk.
I can't play guitar when I'm drunk. Yeah, Lucy can. Like,
I lose my tongue. So,
Now I want to talk about your ukulele in a minute.
Oh, Oh, well, this only makes special appearances for radio.
Acoustic
things.
Yeah, it does.
But now, you're going to perform two songs for us, is that right? Mm-hmm. And what's the first one you're going to perform
now? Take Me Away is our debut single last year.
Okay, I'll leave it all the rest up to you then.
Okay, thank you.
Awesome.
Tired eyes, sick to fight in the light where the crystal shines. And I cry to turn out to see you standing there. My heart aches, my body shakes. This is me without you. My heart aches, my body shakes. This is me without you. Full of lies, we were born to die, but we live to survive. My body shakes, this is me without you. My heart aches, my body shakes, this is me without you. We were born to die, but we live to survive.
Fantastic, girls. And you wrote that yourself?
Yeah, yeah, we did.
That's really, really good.
That's one of our oldest songs.
So do you, is it something that you've all experienced?
Yeah, it's
It's the topic's like quite universal, I guess.
Yeah,
just
hard times, so let's go on and go. Get up and go.
Right, we're going to have to play a couple of ads, so you stay there, and we'll be back to you in just a second. Mikey's Drive Time on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM, back in the studio with Delora. Hi, girls.
Hey, Laura.
This is Lucy, Rose and Lauren, and in case you want to take a look at what the girls have done and the girls themselves, go to wearedelora.com. That's wearedelora.com. Now, I wanted to talk about your ukulele.
Yeah.
It's an unusual choice for a young lady to play.
Yeah, well, normally I play keys and synth in the band.
Right.
But
acoustically.
Yeah, acoustically, because I used to play like folk kind of music. So,
oh, did you?
Yeah, but then we kind of transformed and did this. But it's nice to go back to playing it for acoustic stuff.
Well, it's complete. They're coming back into vogue, you know, the ukuleles. They used to be all the rage at one particular point, then they died out, and no one wanted to touch them, and now everyone wants to play them again. It looks really nice.
Yeah, this one's 8-string, so.
I don't know what that means. I've no idea. I'm a DJ. I'm not. I'm almost illiterate when it comes to a musical instrument. I'm really sorry. I wish I could talk on par with you there. You know far more than me.
No, but it's cool.
So everybody has inspiration to do what they do for a living. Where did your inspiration come from?
Mine personally, Well, I was very ill for quite a while in my life, and music was my tool for getting better. And obviously, my best friends were who I played music with, so it seemed suited.
What about the rest of the girls?
Just different artists that we love, basically. I love Florence Machine, I love Lady Gaga, Britney Spears. I love all those kind of poppy girls, but I also love, like, boy band, like 975, stuff like that. So I just kind of, like, enjoy fun music, and that's why we, like, that's why we have, like, fun kind of music in our songs.
Do you find yourself the same, or?
I do as well. I love performing live. I think we all do as well, but it's just that adrenaline that you literally can't get from anywhere else, or the accomplishment of when you've written a song and you've written it and recorded it, and you're listening back to it and you're like, wow, like, I wrote that, or like, oh, we wrote that. And it's such a rewarding feeling as well, that it just keeps you going, like, every time, even when there's a hard time, like, you just go back to that and you're like, oh yeah, that's why I'm doing it, kind of thing. And it's just,
do you find it difficult to remain different, or do you find that your past, as you're growing up with these particular artists, do you find that taints the way you write songs?
I think we just try and stay as true to ourselves as possible and try not be tainted, but you can't help but be inspired sometimes from things around you, but not otherwise. I feel like because we sound different, we just are.
Also, we play all of our own instruments and write our own songs. I think that is kind of a bit uncommon in girl bands. Like, I don't really...
It's really refreshing. Normally, you find a lineup of singers in girl bands. They're normally all singers. They don't normally... I don't normally perform as such. They just...
Or they're just given a piece of music to...
Yeah, sing. That's right.
Yeah, that's what we like. We love...
We literally create it from scratch and...
Yeah, that's really nice. It's really refreshing to see that. It really is really refreshing.
Fun, yeah.
So, what's the second song you're going to perform for us this afternoon?
We're going to do La La Love. We're feeling a bit tired today because we filmed the video for it last night.
Oh, really?
We did it from about 10 in the morning till 2 a.m. Got home around 4. And then we slept and then we came in.
Do you know, the strange thing about filming during sunlight is that they use lights.
We had to wait for the night. That's why we were going so late. And then we did the video shoot, finished around 1:30, and then we had to do like a promo photo shoot other stuff. And we were just like, oh my god!
And
then
it was
like
never ending.
No,
I'm going to be here for the rest of my life. Yeah. Please take these pictures quicker.
Yeah. But we did not bring enough food.
No, did not.
Did you have the little trolley come round with all the teas and cakes?
There was a refrigerator there.
No, we didn't.
They did give us some food.
So I ended up eating the props.
we had these cherries.
There were cherries. I was like, how many are we actually going to eat?
That's the best bit about being on a film set, is the wagon when it comes around. You go, it's like the ice cream van when you're a kid. You go, oh, look, goody, goody.
Yeah.
And have a bun.
Maybe next time.
Next time.
We're going to be releasing the video, obviously. That's why we filmed it. But
we're not sure when. I think it's like within the next 2 weeks. So go on our social media pages, Delora.
We are Delora.
Yeah, Delora on Facebook. D-E-L-O-R-A. Delora on Facebook. Go and have a look. Go on. So that's for your new single, is it, that video?
Yeah, so this one's La La Love. This is our acoustic version of it. But it's going to be on our EP as well, which comes out on the 31st of August. In your brains?
Yes. You can't buy La La Love on its own either. You're only able to buy it on the EP. So if you like the song, even though we're doing an acoustic version of it, it sounds a bit different.
You can actually, when the EP comes out, you can buy any of the songs or buy the EP.
Okay.
So you can actually do that. But at the moment, you can pre-order the EP.
Yes. It's all on iTunes, isn't it?
Yeah, everything for pre-order is
social media. So go find us.
Fantastic. So this is the second song, it's called La La La.
You got your two strong hands holding me tight. Of your body on my body, some kind of fever, some kind of fever. Need your touch, I want your love. I miss you so much, miss you so much. Need your touch. Your deepest, darkest love. touch. I want your love.
Fantastic, girls. Fantastic. So what does the future hold for Delora then?
So basically it's all about our EP, and we've got some dates coming up that we're doing like a little tour, if you like everywhere. And we're hoping to book a support tour as well, basically.
Okay, so you're looking at, do you want to do larger? Because some performers perform to larger audiences and they prefer that, and some perform a nice little cozy
gig. Mixture, really.
Yeah, mixture. But we like the cozy ones where there's like hundreds of people in like a small room. But we're cool with like bigger ones.
I think we're aiming for the big ones as well. But like we really enjoy the smaller ones. It's so, I mean, like we did a mini tour for our previous single, which is Come Alive, which you can also buy on iTunes. And that was a really fun tour because they weren't massive venues, but you know, like we packed out the venues people were just, you know, like enjoying it so much because you could see them in the audience as well, and they could see you, and it was just such a good like vibe. We actually have like drums and stuff on our when we perform live at gigs, so it's like a much more upbeat kind of vibe.
You do get a much more personal feel with a smaller gig, don't you, rather than, because with the large lot, you just see a mass of heads. You can't pick any individual people out. With the smaller ones, it is better, I find it better.
It's nicer to be more in touch with your fans, basically, and with your audience.
Brilliant. Well, girls, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
You can come down anytime you want. If you're doing a big gig in the area, you come in and you tell us all about it again.
Just find us at on any social media, we are Delora.
Yeah. I'm going to run through all this again. If you want to go to their website, it's wearedelora.com. Just type in Delora, D-E-L-O-R-A, on Facebook, and it'll come up with their site there. And their brand new debut EP, Superglue, is coming out on the 31st of this month. And it's available to pre-order now on iTunes. Girls, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks ever so much.